This is an oral history interview with Charlie Maynard MP, recorded on the 27th of February 2026 in Witney, as part of Witney and District Museum's project, exploring the past, present and future of the Witney Railway. My name is Sonia from Witney and District Museum. Today we have Sandra, also from Witney and District Museum, and lovely Charlie Maynard, MP, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me on. Good to see you both.
Thank you very much. Absolutely appreciate your time. So we're going to start really with personal connection and early awareness. Now, Charlie, when did you first become aware of the Witney Railway and proposals to rebuild a local rail link?
Well, the first time I knew that a railway had existed somewhere, sometime, and it was kind of very much kind of like on the edge of my consciousness and no real facts or information about it. And then I walked along a bit of it. So I live between Witney and Stanton Harcourt, and I like running. And I like OS maps. And so I used to get out my OS map and go, where am I going to run today? And you kind of, you know, run north, south, east, west, and some bits are easier, some bits are harder. And that's where I first saw the old route of the railway, and you can track it out on the OS map. And so there's a nice bit, which is not formally a footpath, but everybody uses it as a footpath, which is coming out of Southleigh, running kind of west-southwest. And so I kind of found that bit, and that kind of got me interested. And then actually, bizarrely, at a Lib Dem hustings, not my hustings, but way back in 2017 or something like that, there was a hustings, and one of the candidates mentioned it there, and I was like, bring it back, you know. It's like very easy to say that, you know. Yeah. But I was like, oh, so that kind of triggered me kind of really starting to dig at it. And and then I was kind of working. I set up a business and ran it for 24 years and had been very, very involved in it, very deep into that, but knew I didn't want to carry on doing that. But I was interested in terms of, you know, I was like, what are the problems that Witney faces? And I was wondering about getting into politics and public life and pros and cons and fears about getting involved in all of that. And I was like, well, the things I think that our area most struggles with is housing and you know, central government kind of saying you're going to take a whole load of housing whether you like it or not, and transport, you know, where it's like, you know, A40, you know, we can be rude about it all day long, but, you know, it's a problem and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And I was like, well, what practically could not necessarily solve that, but help those problems better? And I thought that the railway was something that was worth digging into. And then basically in my spare time, I just started digging more into it. So looking at the old route, looking at maps, looking at what could work, whether you kind of go north of Ensham, south of Ensham, where it was, what's changed since it shut down. So it was built in, I think, 1861.
Yes,
And then closed to passenger in roughly 65 and to freight in 71, give or take, somebody will correct me.
Exactly.
But roughly that sort of thing. And then got ripped up, and bits of it are now kind of under tarmac.
Yeah.
So a bit by Ensham is under tarmac, bits of it across fields, bits of it hedgerows, you know, all sorts. And then I stopped my job in 2020, kind of December 2020. And then for about a year and a half, I just worked on it full time,
yeah.
You know, and not obviously not paid, but just like I'm. And it, partly it was kind of getting over. I was hanging up my boots. I'd worked like a dog, and I like work. So I was like, well, I want to keep myself busy. And this is really interesting. It's really gripped me, and I'm just going to go at it. And so I did. And that was involved, you know, walking it from end to end, not all the way to Fairford, but all the way to Carterton. So the old track, walking as much of where I thought the new track could be, and really just trying to kind of grapple with, well, you know, where could it go? Where would it go? Because I don't want it causing trouble for people. I don't want to knock down houses or doing stuff like that. So trying to find a new route that would still join up Oxford, Ensham, Whitney, Carton, which are very obviously the spots, and trying to understand what the problems are. Because of course it's a hard thing to do, and beginning to kind of build relationships and ask questions to county councils, district councils, the previous MP, trying to understand who liked it, was interested in it, problems, money, you know, risks, you name it, all that sort of stuff, and just kind of building and building. And I got lucky. There were lots of people who have helped me along the way. I mean, my favourite angel is a guy called Roger Blake, who built a railway line in East London and has got a blue plaque to prove it. And he, I'm not a railway guy. So I've got, I needed somebody who really understands the railway side of things. And he was like, right, okay, do that, don't do that, blah, 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 blah. And we'd, hours and hours and hours spent together talking by phone, working through things, and him introducing me to various people. So that was just really interesting. But what I try to do is, of course, the railway has huge amounts of nostalgia and everything else, but practically speaking, we've got a ton of people living in West Oxfordshire who want to get somewhere. And we are one of the few communities in the country which don't have a railway. And it's not about we've got to have a railway, it's got to be a railway. I just want something which is fast and convenient and reliable and green that serves us well without tearing our countryside apart. And whatever that answer is, still, even today, if somebody said, it's pods in the sky and I can demonstrate it so much better, I might not believe them, but it's got to be evidence driven. Whatever that answer is, let's head towards it. And it's not like I've got lots of expertise in transport planning or anything. I don't pretend I do, but what I can help bring is there was a meeting this morning with the key lead developer of Saltcross Garden Village and the district council and an ex-developer who's working for free and an ex-partner from a big four accounting firm and the head of planning, both the officer and the councillor. And we all got in a room and we just talked this over for 3 hours. And, I like finding friends, with capabilities and learning from them and working together. And frankly, the less it's a political, hobby horse, I don't want it to be. I just think it's good for the community and it's a good long-term thing for the next 10, 20, 50, 100 years. Nobody knows where we're going to move around in 100 years' time. I can't pretend I do, but this looks like the best thing we have with the information we have. And so I'm just going to keep running down that path as quickly as possible, and speed matters.
Absolutely, Charlie. and do you know what? Everything you have said already has answered most of the questions,
sorry,
which has been absolutely amazing, and I can already tell how passionate you are, which is so good to come across. One of the things, so can you tell us what stage is the project at currently?
Well, yes, so I'll give a flavour of a few things. So I met the Rail Minister last month, Lord Peter Hendy, whoops, and he's like, look, well done for what you're doing, keep going. Where I get higher up his list in terms of winning for the Whitney project is if we can get lots of funding from private landowners and developers, because I don't want the taxpayer to be paying a penny more than they have to. And if landowners or developers do well, I want them to pay up. Now, that doesn't mean they can't make more money. I don't mind if they make more money, as long as it's all kind of above board and arm's length and legit. That's fine, but if they are, then I want some of that money shared to help fund the railway. And that's something that really floats Peter Hendy's boat. So that's one conversation going on. Another one is there's something called the Oxford Growth Commission, because the Labour government is looking at Oxford and Oxfordshire and going, well, you're one of the few golden geese we have in the country and we really want you to lay a lot of eggs. So there's a guy called Neil Coleman who's been appointed to kind of try to help fix transport and housing problems. And, I've met him a good number of times, and you know, he kind of looking out west from Oxford. Yes, you've got the Cotswold line heading out that way, and that's obviously how you get in and out of Oxford, and would have a junction off the Cotswold line. But you know, if the quadrant heading from northwest to southwest coming out of Oxford, there's no railway line. Yeah. And yet we've got, you know, right now 30,000 people in Witney going to however many, you've got 20,000 in Cotton going to however many. That's a lot of people. And Ensham going from 6,000 to at least 12,000. You know, it's like, what's the plan, Sam? We need one.
I think one of the most important things, especially we are doing this for the Witney and District Museum, for our Heritage Lottery project. And one of the biggest things I think we feel, because we have such a past history of Witney Railway, you know, like we said, the original opened in 1861, would there be a possibility of joining when things get moving a little bit more to maybe preserve some of the old historical side of the railway? Is that a question?
I mean, first of all, it's not when, it's if.
Yes.
So this is, I mean, in terms of the whole project, you know, when I get out of bed in the morning, I'm like, no, we're just going to do what we can every day to try and take it further. There's no guarantee that we can pull this off. You know, all we can do, and I don't want to kind of, you know, I don't want to be making promises to people. I mean, if people can help, great, but we're just doing what we can. Look, I mean, I love the heritage of it and the photos, and so many people have got so many. I mean, you know, obviously as an MP, I go out and knock on lots of doors, and people are like, oh yeah, I remember riding on it from here to here, and the milk was collected here, and the post was here, and my uncle did this, and you know, so there's a huge amount of just kind of really lovely stories, which are not going to be around forever, of that. Yes. So I mean, to me, there's not a whole lot physically left. You know, it's under Sainsbury's car park and things like that. So actually, the bit that kind of makes my heart beat fastest is the, for want of better, oral histories and people's memories of what it meant to them.
Yes.
Exactly. And capturing that is something that I think, you know, you both and the project is, it's a real opportunity. And trying to hold that and cap, because that opportunity passes and we don't want it to pass, so that I would really value. Now, yes, of course, there's lots of physical, you know, timetables and tickets and photos and you know, huge fan on all of that too, but actually the thing I'm probably most kind of at risk is what it means for people emotionally and their memories of it, because that does go.
Exactly. It's very important for us to record and, you know, be able to exhibit and talk to people about the past of Witney Railway. But also it's very important about the future of it also. I think one of the probably biggest things maybe to finish this interview off with is about how it's going to be for the future generation of our town and of Oxfordshire. I think that would be a great thing for you to, Charlie, for you to...
Sure.
Well, how your passion feels about.
Well, look, I mean, so Oxfordshire's wonderful, you know, and there's so many things that we all love about it. And you know, but I'm going to say something which Oxford, in some ways, is an incredible blessing, not just to us, but to the world in terms of what it's brought to the world. But, you know, it also cuts both ways in terms of, you know, we've got Oxford putting enormous pressure on Oxfordshire. And, you know, Oxfordshire is going to grow like a weed. And we need to be as prepared and organised for that as possible, so it makes all our lives better rather than worse. And it's not a given that it's all going to be better. So, and not hiding under the table and pretending we can live in the 1950s again, it's that doesn't get us anywhere. So kind of being forward-looking. But, you know, what I want is, and possibly somebody back in 1850 was thinking this when they were thinking about building a railway, it's like, I want it to serve our community first and foremost, so that it makes people's lives easier and better. They can go and see their families. They can go to work. They can go and play. They're just more joined up in the life of the county and the country, and that serves us all well. And yes, environmentally, you know, we of course there's some downside. If you're building a railway line, you're building a railway line. But you know, actually things like carbon footprints and not needing to buy, you know, two cars per family, because actually I'm, you know, bike or walking distance from a railway station. I can, and by the way, it's miles faster by train than it is by car. So I'm going to get on the train because it just makes sense. Those are the sorts of positive things I want to have happen. But it's a team effort. So yes. If you think you can help, come and help.
Absolutely.
And you're helping by doing this here.
Absolutely. I mean, just really for us to sort of say, you know, one, the story that we are putting across here is to focus really on future growth, jobs, housing, for the town to grow and for the town to be able to grow and be busy and to bring much more people within Oxfordshire. I think really, I mean, before we finish, is there anything else you would like to add that maybe we haven't? I feel like we've covered an amazing amount of stuff. Thank you very much, Charlie. It's past, it's present, and we've talked massively about the future. And for me personally, I think this will be an amazing thing to happen in our town and for the future of our town and for the people within it.
Well, thank you. Look, I mean, I think the simplest thing is I really respect what you're both doing, you know, and I think it's incredibly valuable, and it becomes more valuable over time. We'll all be gone in 300 years time, and you know, some of this may not be, and that's great, and you know, that care, you know, can leave a mark through time, and that's a really wonderful thing. So thank you very much.
No, thank you very much, and thank you for sharing your reflections as part of Whitney and District Museum Oral History Project. Thank you, Charlie.
Pleasure. Cool. That was fun.